From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. The Bush administration says it will resume direct aid to and contacts with the Palestinian government now that President Mahmoud Abbas has formed an emergency cabinet that does not include Hamas. Israel's prime minister also says he considers the new cabinet a genuine partner. The issue will be high on the agenda when Prime Minister Ehud Olmert meets tomorrow morning with President Bush, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The reality on the ground may look bleak. Hamas, which the U.S. considers a terrorist organization, is in control of Gaza, while the more moderate Palestinian Authority president, Mahmoud Abbas, has set up a new government at his headquarters in the West Bank. But today, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said at least there's clarity.
Hamas has made its choice. It has sought to attempt to extinguish democratic debate with violence and to impose its extremist agenda on the Palestinian people in Gaza. Now, responsible Palestinians are making their choice, and it is the duty of the international community to support those Palestinians who wish to build a better life and a future of peace.
President Bush spoke by phone with Palestinian President Abbas today, and Rice said she called the new Palestinian Prime Minister, Salam Fayyad, to tell him that the U.S. will be easing financial restrictions that were meant to punish the previous Hamas administration.
I told him that the United States would resume full assistance to the Palestinian government and normal government-to-government contacts.
The U.S. has rarely given direct aid to the Palestinian Authority, but Rice says she will be looking for ways to help the government build institutions and infrastructure. The U.S. will also send about $40 million to U.N. agencies to help people in Gaza. The European Union, which has been a major donor to the Palestinian Authority, will also resume some direct aid, according to Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana.
There will be a part of the money that we direct. The part that will have to go to Gaza, probably we'll have to see how it goes. And for that, we have to continue talking with Fayyad. We talked with him last night, still he doesn't know. But it's very important that he's able to construct a budget.
The Palestinian budget would get an even bigger boost if, as expected, Israel releases the hundreds of millions of dollars of Palestinian tax revenue it's been holding. Yesterday in New York, Israeli Prime Minister Olmert told the Conference of Presidents of Major Jewish Organizations that he will release the money.
I promise the Palestinians that our government will consider the new Palestinian government, free of any Hamas people, as a genuine partner.
This strategy to rally quickly in support of Abbas sounds logical at first glance, but there are many skeptics, among them Daniel Levy of the New America Foundation and the Century Foundation.
Simply to jump on board with this idea of, great, it's a moment of clarity, let's punish one side, let's back to the hilt the other side, is not the way to go.
He says that's what the international community tried to do with no success. Levy, who advised former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, says the Israelis and the Americans have to help Abbas not just financially, but with real movement on a peace process. And in the end, he says, no one can just ignore Hamas.
One should have channels. They may be indirect channels. They may be European or Arab channels, trying to work with the Hamas to bring them into the process, and at a certain stage down the line to try and reestablish some kind of national Palestinian political accommodation, because without that, any peace talks are likely to be torpedoed.
Secretary Rice, though, says for now she's focusing on the near term, helping the new Palestinian government find its footing. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.